Cedar Abbey, the Mona Lisa stolen from the Louvre, the Titanic launched, and Woolworth founded. Why is the publication of the 1911 census so important, though? Let's find out more. Deborah Chatsfield is an expert in genealogy. She's joined with leading psychologist Christine Weber. Deborah, start with you. Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, hello there.
How many people are interested in genealogy these days? It seems that there are so many programmes. We have the Who Do You Think You Are programme here on the BBC, but elsewhere people want to dip back and find out what happened to their relatives.
Absolutely. Well, we've just conducted some new research here at 1911census.co.uk, and we've discovered that 62% of people are now interested in researching their family tree. This is a 68% increase in interest in just 4 years. So you can see how incredibly interested people are in it nowadays.
And of course, people want to be able to access that easily. They don't want to necessarily sit in a museum and have to wait and wade through lots of documents wearing white gloves. They want to be able to get it at an instant, and online's doing that.
Absolutely. Online's making it so much easier for people to find their family histories and to find who they are. And it's brilliant. You can go to our website and simply type in a couple of search terms. You can search by first name, surname, date of birth, an occupation, if you know a particular occupation. And there it goes. There it pops up for you. So it's made it so much easier to find your family.
The whole idea of being able to trace a family tree, there is a deep-rooted feeling within it, isn't there? There is some psychology that is going on there, where people are going, I wonder what they did. I wonder what their lives were about. Christine, as a psychologist, for you, that must be so interesting, working out what people think.
Yeah, it is fascinating. And I've always found that at times of sort of economic trouble, like now, people become much more family oriented. You know, in boom times, it's all sort of me first, what am I doing? And then in more troubled times, we become much more aware of the perspective of family. And I think also when people have personal crises, or indeed landmark times that might not be awful, they might be wonderful, like the birth of a baby, or equally tragic ones like somebody dies. I think that at those times you sometimes think, where does that fit into the pattern of things? What does it mean? And very often by investigating our past, we get some sort of new look at what we're doing currently, or indeed where we should go in the future.
What it does do as well, though, is it really does bring the links together, because otherwise if you don't really know much about your family, and you hear from other people who say, oh, I do, oh, yeah, I can trace them way back. You almost feel like you've been cheated, because you think, well, did our family not take enough interest in what happened before?
I think that's true. And also, I think when you link, you know, OK, here they were living in this house in Essex, doing this particular job in 1911. And that was the year that the MPs first voted themselves a salary. Or that was the year that first unemployment benefits happened. Or that was the year that so-and-so happened. It brings that real history, doesn't it, to life in a way that unfortunately it never did become very live to you in the schoolroom.
And Deborah, the 1911 census, what does this add to the picture of Britain and the picture of our lives?
Well, we can see how much things have changed really just in under 100 years. In 1911, the top three occupations were domestic service, agricultural labour, and coal mining. So you can see just how what a massive change has happened in just 98 years. Obviously everyone sort of knew a domestic servant, was either a domestic servant, had one working for them, or perhaps knew one down their streets. So it's incredible the changes and what changes could happen in the next 98 years.
Some really interesting showbiz as well. The complete population census posted online today also discloses that Kate Winslet's ancestors were publicans, and Kate Middleton's family were members of the Albemarle Club, where Oscar Wilde was accused of being a homosexual. So really intriguing stories there.
Really interesting, isn't it? We've also got James Corden, famous for playing Smithy in Gavin and Stacey. We found his ancestors were actually blacksmiths.
There you go.
Very handy.
There you go. www.1911census.co.uk. To you both, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Christine Weber, psychologist, and Deborah Chatsfield, expert in genealogy there. And if on the same day today, by the way, the British Library has put 2 million digitised pages from 19th century newspapers online, taking research out of their dusty reading rooms into people's homes.